A new version of the Beatles' 1970 final album has been released. It's called Let It Be, Naked, and it removes much of the elaborate production imposed on the Beatles' tracks by producer Phil Spector. At the same time, singer-songwriter Randy Newman has released the Randy Newman Songbook Volume 1, the first of a projected three-volume set of Newman performing his songs solo, backing himself on piano. Rock critic Ken Tucker listened to both and finds new pleasure in one of them.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before.
If that version of the Beatles' Long and Winding Road sounds different from the one you carry around in your head, it's because it's been stripped clean of the string section and orchestration imposed on it by Phil Spector. In 1969, you'll recall, the Beatles were breaking up. Paul McCartney wanted to make one more album, and the other three of the Fab Four relented, dragging themselves, producer George Martin, and Yoko Ono into the studio. To make a long, acrimonious story short, Lennon, having fought with McCartney, asked his pal Spector to see what he could do with the tracks. McCartney denounced the work, but Let It Be released. Now Capitol Records has put out bare-bones versions of the songs. Are they better?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken...
Now remember, Let It Be was never considered a great album anyway. I don't think this does much to enhance its reputation either. McCartney, Ringo, and Yoko have all signed off on this naked version. So the de-shellacking of Phil Spector is out there for fans, but it's not as though the original is being taken off the shelves. Market concerns, that is, squeezing more Beatles sales by Capitol Records, seems to be the primary reason for this project. By contrast, I'll bet no one at Nonesuch Records thinks that stripping away the rock and roll backing Randy Newman had on the 1979 recording of It's Money That I Love is going to bring Newman and the record company more money.
Don't love the mountain, don't love the sea, don't love Jesus, you never done a thing for me. Ain't pretty like my sister, small like my dad, good like my mama.
If anything, the starkness of the sound on the Randy Newman songbook emphasizes the gleeful misanthropy that Newman was aiming for the first time around, when in the 70s and 80s he was still trying to crack the pop charts and rock audiences. His idiosyncratic piano style, a mixture of New Orleans barrel house playing with classically trained fills and precision, sounds wonderful coming from his 59-year-old hands.
Thank you.
is going to rain today.
Judy Collins made a maudlin hit out of that Newman song in 1966. Newman himself orchestrated it into pathos on his debut album 2 years later. This version carefully reveals "I Think It's Going to Rain Today" for what it really is, a suicide note. Later on, he takes one of his greatest, most meticulously ruthless songs, The Great Nations of Europe, and makes a pure masterpiece of it.
Great nations of Europe had gathered on the shore. They conquered what was behind them, but now they wanted more. So they looked to the mighty ocean, they took to the western sea. The great nations of Europe in the 16th century had your wives and daughters, had the groceries too. Great nations of Europe coming through.
These days, lots of people know Randy Newman primarily by the jaunty or florid movie soundtracks he writes. Whether it's You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story, or his dew-lapped horse manure in Seabiscuit. As he recently told NPR's Bob Edwards, if Disney pays me enough money, I can turn it out. On the Randy Newman songbook, it's not money that he loves, it's the pride in his art, which he'd probably call craft. Even in the balkanizing context of current pop music, the Beatles and Randy Newman are still opposites. Culture-changing collaborators compared to stubborn, solitary cult creator. But it's the Randy Newman project that I won't let be. I've got a feeling it won't let me down.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Beatles' Let It Be, Naked, and the Randy Newman songbook, Volume 1.